Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I want to mention, just because it's breaking news, if indeed it does pan out, Donald Trump, the president, is saying that a suspect is in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk. His quote, he was interviewed on Fox News today. I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him in custody. That seems odd, that whole statement. Anyway, I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him in custody. Essentially, somebody that was very close to him turned him in, and that happens.
Yeah.
That's the quote we're hearing. We are hearing that there will be an update at 9 o'clock this morning from the FBI. So obviously, if that happens, we will bring it to you with live coverage from ABC News. But that's the headline. And it just came out within the last 5 to 10 minutes, it looks like. No. Donald Trump is saying a suspect in the Kirk killing is in custody, which would be good news if true.
Yeah, absolutely.
See. Yeah. Last night, when the FBI held their news conference, a lot of people thought that there might be some big announcement because Kash Patel, the director, was there. But he was there. He just didn't speak. But today, this morning, Donald Trump is saying that he thinks with a high degree of certainty the suspect is in custody. That's big news. They should have somebody in custody if he's out there saying that. It's going to be really difficult to have a news conference at 9 o'clock and then backtrack on that. So hopefully this is true. And they do have the suspect in custody because lots of concerns. They didn't know where he was. They didn't know if he was still in the state of Utah.
Do you?
We have video of him and we have images, but we did not have him in custody. So we will keep on an eye on this as the minutes unfold and let you know what we hear.
Ahead, I have a sorry about that. I have a 26 second clip. This is what the president said. If you want to hear it,
sure.
Just to hear specifically what he said on Fox and Friends a few minutes ago.
Any updates on the suspect?
Yeah. Can I always say, I think, just to protect us all, and so Fox doesn't get sued, and we all don't get sued, and everything else. But I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him
right
in
now.
Custody. Right? In custody. Everyone did a great job. We worked with the local police, the governor. Everybody did a great job.
That's where that ends.
Oh, there was more, I guess. He said essentially somebody that was very close to him turned him in, and that happens. I will just say that there should not be a statement about him being in custody until you have 100% degree certainty. I hope that this is the case. So the suspect reported to be in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk, which would be very good news if indeed true. We'll wait to get more information on that. There is supposed to be a 9 o'clock briefing by the FBI, where hopefully we'll get more information and confirmation. And until then, we'll keep an eye out to see if that news gets updated at all as well, because there's just been, in an absence of information, a whole heck of a lot of conspiracy theories floating out there and really irresponsible stuff.
I hate to be
what people are saying.
I hate to be pessimistic. I have a feeling even with the arrest, it'll continue. I just hope we get a lot of, like, here's the facts, here's what we know, here are the details, and not just like, here, have at it, you know, because we've, as we've learned, we give the internet information and they'll just go wild with it. So I hope we can get some like real good details on what happened and stick with them.
Yeah. So Fox News is saying President Trump confirms Charlie Kirk's suspected assassin is in custody. And we hope that that is indeed the case. I'm trying to get some more information here. Police have arrested a suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk on a Utah college campus earlier this week. And again, I'm just looking at FoxNews.com, and it looks like their confirmation is their conversation with the president. And look, he was the one who announced that Charlie Kirk had indeed died. He was the first one to tell people about that. So I hope that he is correct in saying that there is a suspect in custody. And we'll wait to see if there's any more information on that.
Do you want to hear the rest of that quote? I think I found the audio. I'm doing it kind of blindly as we're on the air. I think I have a longer portion of that. Do you want to hear the whole thing or just the second half? What do you want to hear?
No, go ahead.
Whole thing? Start from the beginning? So it's 45 seconds.
For those of you popping in and didn't see hear it earlier, go ahead.
I think this is the whole clip now.
Can I always say, I think, just to protect us all, and so Fox doesn't get sued, and we all don't get sued, and everything else, but I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him.
Right in custody, right?
In custody, everyone did a great job. We worked with the local police, the governor, everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing, and we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant, that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days. You know, it's amazing, actually, when you start off with that and then all of a sudden you get lucky or talent or whatever it is. But
okay, apparently they're only going to cut it off. He seems amazed by the technology, right, Nancy? Yeah, it's okay. So I'll wait till 9, then I guess, when the information comes out.
And we may get more information as it comes in as well. I don't know if you saw this. Also, there was a whole bunch of artificial intelligence generated books on his assassination that are now flooding Amazon. And all they have to do, right, is
write a book.
Get into one of those artificial intelligence programs and prompt it correctly, and it will go through and pull stuff. And the books offered in both paperback and audio format include titles like The Charlie Cook Shooting, A Nation on Edge, The Legacy of Charlie Kirk. There are people who are using the fact that one of these said it was published on September 9th. Somebody knows something. They were ready to go. The date of publication was blah, 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 prior to the shooting. But they do have these books that are on sale now, and they are complete just people making money off of a tragedy by doing the least amount of work outside of, you know, telling an AI program to generate a book.
AI has made people very opportunistic in these situations, just like it's like price gouging, but with books.
That is the truth. So the big news, which would be good news, is that a suspect is in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk. And we will continue to keep an eye on this. If there's any other information, we will let you know. And supposedly this 9 o'clock, there's supposed to be a 9 o'clock press briefing. At least I've seen that posted in a few places, and we'll bring it to you if it is indeed going to happen. But the president says Charlie Kirk shooting suspect is in custody. So that's the breaking news this hour. We'll keep you up to date. All right. In local news, we do know who will be running if there is a special election to fill that vacant seat on the Lackawanna County Commissioner board, because, Matt McGloin left. There's been a lot of bad blood, it seems, between the Democrat Party committee and Bill Gaughan. And this thing has been argued in court, and now there was a vote for a special election. There was an appointment by the judges that was halted by the state Supreme Court. I found it interesting that the woman who has been appointed by the court is not interested in actually running for the position. So they have come up with, they being each party, has to come up with who will be the candidate if the special election takes place on November 4th. So we do know that Tom Welby's, a former state representative, is the choice for Democrats. Tom Welby will be, if this race goes through, he will be the Democrat up for election. Chet Murley, chosen by Republicans. So those are the ones. And look, if this was a normal race, you'd have a primary, a whole bunch of people could put their names in and fight for it. But in this case, because there's so little time and it is a special election, it's just up to the committees to pick.
Right.
So I get it. There were people that were unhappy with the Democrat Party. A bunch of them were pretty much protesting. They would like the guy in charge there, Chris Patrick, to leave. They don't want him in charge. And they say it's all this insider backroom deals that lead to these selections. Look, when a party's going to pick it, yeah, that's usually what happens, isn't it? I don't think they're going to be like, all right, all of you come in. And no, I'm going to personally pick the best. I mean, we'd all like to think in a perfect world that might be it. But when you have a special election and a time crunch, they're going, all right, who can we get that we think can do the have the biggest impact and get the most votes in a very short period of time? It's no surprise Tom Welby's chosen. He is well known. He's a former, you know, state representative, so he is well known in the area. And I'm not surprised at all that he got chosen for this special election. But there are people who aren't happy with it and say that, you know, there needs to be changes there in the party itself. So that's who will be running. They also chose the people who'll be running. There's another open position as well, and that's the clerk of judicial records. So they also chose people for that as well. But we're still waiting to find out if the special election will stand. It is planned, but there is an appeal again. They're fighting it, meaning they, the Democrat committee and Brenda Sacco, who was appointed. They have been arguing that it's not a legal election. So we wait to see. But that's
a lengthy one.
Been chosen.
It's a lengthy process.
It really is. Yeah. So we wait to see. And again, it's been a very, very complicated. We can say one thing. In the end, whatever happens, at least we know we've gone through all the processes. So in the future, hopefully this will never happen again. Hello. I was talking about the Eagles and the Chiefs and the big game this Sunday. I'm excited to see it. It's like a Super Bowl rematch. Go Eagles. It is the morning news on WILK. Let's talk football. Okay.
All right. I'm on board. Hike. Who do we got? EJ?
Let's get to EJ. EJ's with us. Hi, EJ.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Jason. How are we?
You got to pick it up. You need some coffee. I know you're young and it's probably too early for you. Let's talk about this big game. Wyoming area and Lakeland, we've got the battle of the undefeateds going on this week, right?
Yeah, these are two great teams, two of the best in District 2. And you know what? Not only are they both undefeated, but they both play great ball on both sides. And I think the winner of this game is going to go on to do great things.
All right, so that is a big game. And when is that game? Is that a night game? That's tonight?
That's a night game. That's 7 o'clock.
Oh, it's in Lakeland. It's going to be exciting. That's a good one to go watch. All right, so when it comes to local games, what are some of the other big ones that people are going to be interested in?
Well, I mean, if we want to continue on the trend of great games, obviously Valley View has a fantastic game. They play Abington Heights. And they come in at 2-1. Abington's undefeated. They beat Dallas last Saturday. And again, another trend of two of the best teams in District 2. It's all rock and sock'em at this point. There are some teams that are sitting at the top that have to play some of these other teams that are sitting at the top. This is an example of that. And I just want to go on the record and say that if Abington comes out beating Valley View, They genuinely could win out the rest of their schedule. Same thing with Valley View. Valley View is a very good team. They played a Wilkes-Barre area team last Friday night, and they only lost by a game of inches, literally by inches. So both teams are rock 'em sock 'em. Like I said, I think that as long as they stop the run, both of the teams, they'll be one of them will win eventually, obviously.
I know Trail had a heartbreaking loss last week, but Dunmore is taking on Lackawanna Trail. That's another game at night.
Yeah. And then, you know what's fun about Lackawanna Trail? Their coach, Coach Jervis, always preaches to the players, say, never back down, never say die, none of that. And, you know, getting stunned by Berwick last week is something no one had on the bingo card, for lack of a better term. So, and I think that Dunmore off two straight wins, both of them got a similar-ish record. Dunmore lost to Riverside week one. This is an evenly matched game, and they're going to be throwing punches at each other, and it's just, I guess, a matter of who makes a mistake first in this one. Mm-hmm. So it'll be wild. That one's going to be wild.
All right. Run down just quickly for us some of the other ones that are going on.
I've got, well, the Berwick, also 3-0, rivalry game playing at Hazleton. That could be an interesting game with the shock of the year last week. Dallas, 0-3 at Wilkes-Barre, 2-1. This is Coach Manello's opportunity to get Dallas back on. But if they lose at Wilkes-Barre, puts them in a tough spot. I have Old Forge at Hanover area. That's the game that I'm going to be at tonight. And the Richardson boys have done fantastic, and their father took over as coach at Hanover. At 1-2, it doesn't look like an impressive record, but they are doing good things and turning that football program around. So they play Old Forge tonight, looking to see if they can continue the trend. Also, West Scranton and Scranton are both 1-2. It's the Bell game. It's the rivalry game. They play it every single year, and obviously that's always important. And finally, for me, Delaware Valley and Scranton Prep. While the 0-3 records are there, I want to make it known. These teams are 0-3 because they played teams out of the state, like from Buffalo, like we talked about that last week, right?
Right.
They played these big teams. Delaware Valley traveled out darn near to Pittsburgh to play, and that's a whole different breed of high school football. So now they're going to start getting into conference play, and they do this every year where they start off 0-3, and then they take off, and they're the best team going into the playoffs. So look out. These two teams are looking to do just that and get on the win column.
That's
some other decent games, but those are the games I like the most on the schedule.
Big ones. All righty. EJ, it's always fun to talk with you about this. We appreciate it so much. Thanks for checking in, okay?
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you on the sideline. I think it's a good catchphrase for you.
Okay. I can go with that.
All right, we'll work on it.
All right. Talk to you later. Have fun this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA, this is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
I wasn't finished. Had a little tickle. Sorry, Lindo. Yeah, no, it is the Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's with the area's greatest selection of rare, craft, and imported beers, growlers, and crowlers, and 43 rotating drafts. Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. I'm guessing you probably are exhausted from jet lag in your trip to Belgium. That's not a jet lag kind of.
Oh, it is.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get closer.
It's a tough flight. The way home is 8 hours. So, like, when you land, you have to stay up so you don't mess your clock. It's jet lag.
I hate to be such a dumb American.
That's all right.
But I want to say, if you said point out Belgium on a map, I think I might get close. I'd probably just point somewhere near France.
You'd hit it.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe I'm not so dumb. Calling myself out.
We did cross the border into France. Like, some of the areas we were in are very close to, they're right on the French border.
Are you supposed to do that? Are you allowed to?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not like...
It's like crossing over into Jersey.
Not like going into South Korea.
No.
Or, no, I'm sorry, North Korea.
Yeah, we were on a street where all the houses on the right side of the street are in Belgium, all the houses on the left side of the street are in France. It's just,
that's weird.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool though. Yeah. You sent me some pictures, and again, Belgium has such a history with beer, which is why you were there.
Right.
And to just drink and enjoy beer, probably some networking, but.
Yeah. I mean, one of our importers, DNV Imports. They sell St. Bernardus and Abbey Valdu and Duchess from Verhaegh Brewery. And they invited us over because of the beer that we sell throughout the year for them, and wanted us to meet the brewers and see the breweries. And it was an amazing trip.
Is there, I feel like Bill from mybeerbuzz.com, no beer news today, by the way, I don't know what happened there where Bill is, but I think he's talked about like beer vacations where you basically take a trip and you build it around visiting places. I'm going to guess here, would you put Belgium as number one for you?
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
Is there like a different part? Is Belgium too big? Is that like saying go to America? Is it too big to say that?
Or? I mean, if you're going to Belgium for a beercation, I mean, I think it includes Brussels, Bruges, and Ghent are the three automatic cities that people would go to. But if you don't really want to do it by train or whatever, there are groups that have businesses that will take you to different breweries, and they have a lot of the tours have inns, so they'll get you into brewery tours and see behind the scenes, and it's pretty cool.
There are a lot of people who are like, I have a good friend who's way into this. Every once in a while he listens and he's like, oh, you forgot to mention this. I'm like, listen, you're not the correction person here. You want to drive up from Jersey? Come on.
Why don't you tell him to come in?
He's not going to come in.
No one come in.
It would be weird. I haven't seen him in 30 years. what's your number two beer vacation? And I'll stop this with this line of questioning because I want to get to our featured beer.
I haven't been to Ireland yet.
You really?
Yeah, and I'd really like to see. The Guinness Brewery and the pubs of the pub, not really breweries as much, but the pubs of Ireland would really be cool.
But of the places you've gone to, I'm just kind of curious. I'm taking notes here.
Germany.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Would be the second one.
So Cleveland gets screwed again. Cleveland not making any lists anytime soon.
Maybe not Cleveland or Cincinnati.
It happens or it doesn't happen. All right, so we have a featured beer today, and I already see kind of sort of what it is. Sierra Nevada?
It's the season for Oktoberfests.
They're out and about.
They're out and about. It's time to go. Time to drink your Oktoberfests.
I'm going
to
paraphrase the you wrong, I think, so please clarify.
Yep.
There's a lot of Oktoberfest things now.
Correct.
And is that a bad thing or a good thing? Because it seems like, this is what I think you said. There's so many of them, it's like not even traditional. It's just everyone's take on what they think it should be versus traditional.
Well, when you're dealing with American breweries, I mean, yeah, of course, it's going to be their take on an Oktoberfest. Marzen's and Fest beers, both the two different styles of Oktoberfest beers out of Germany are, they're from, they have to be from a certain region of Germany. Okay. So of course, when you're going to talk about American brewed Oktoberfests, I mean, we have one on draft right now from Schilling. It's called Constantine. That's an Austrian style Märzen. Okay. You know, it's pretty good. It's good tasting, right. but it's their take on an Austrian take of an Oktoberfest.
You have enough. You don't need to understand it, right?
Well, that's, you know, it's delicious. It's a good beer, but this one, you know, I would kind of gamble that it's going to say that it's closer to a lot of Oktoberfests that are going to be brewed in Germany than you're going to find in the U.S. And the reason why I'm going to go out and say that is, yes, I love Sierra Nevada Brewery. They do a great job. I've been pouring their beers and pushing their beers and loving their beers for 30 plus years.
Wow!
But this one is a collaboration that they come out with every year, but they changed the collaborative brewery in Germany. And this one is a brewery that I've honestly never heard of. So it's a smaller German brewer. I'm probably going to butcher their name, but the name of the brewery is Störtebeker. And they work with them and they put together a recipe to brew the beer. And I think it's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, we've had a lot of IPAs recently. Mm-hmm. It feels like that a couple weeks because you can always tell if it's an IPA if you listen to the front of Beer Buzz because Nancy and I will do this. Mm. Oh, after you take that first sip.
Yeah.
More Nancy lately than me. I've been handling it. This doesn't have that at all. This is just like full flavor.
Well, this is, I mean, a lot of your fest beers are going to, they're not going to be hop forward. They're going to be malt forward. So you get that bready, biscuity flavor in there. And it's kind of, I mean, there's a little bit of hop bitterness in the back, but it's not definitely.
Oh, know, this is great.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've had one of these Oktoberfest, or I've had something that was called Oktoberfest and didn't like it. Maybe I'm either evolving or this is just an excellent beer.
There are some that are going to be more hop forward than others and some that are going to be thinner and more full bodied. And I mean, it depends on which one you hit. But this one, I really like it. I think they did a good job.
You know this. If I don't like a beer, I'll tell you. Like, yeah. I'm not just saying this, but this might be one of my favorite beers I've ever had on the show. This is so good and so easy to drink.
Right now when the nights are getting cooler and I mean, the seasons are starting to change. This is the beginning of like beer starting to warm up for me. Like
it's weird. It like almost has like if you leave a beer out, it loses some of its bubbles, but it's not like it's perfect. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what's going on with me, but this is, I don't think I've loved a beer this much since that
this is
50
good.
Cent beer we got for that was no.
This is good football tailgate beer.
Sit by a fire kind of
this
beer.
This is fire beer. This is pizza beer. This is pretty good.
I may have a problem. My last beer till I get help. I would go with this. That's insensitive to people. But like, this is delicious. They did a great job. And I hate being so positive because it sounds like I'm being fake. But
yeah, this is not supposed to be an infomercial.
No, it's really not. So I'm just going to say the rest of their beers, screw them. No, this is really delicious. So they did a good job.
This is a fest beer versus a Märzen. So it's going to be a little lighter, a little easier to drink, not really amber in colors. But there is a little bit of it's a little darker than I would have thought, but it's 6% alcohol. And I mean, We're saying that it's not hop forward, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different hops in this.
Really?
Yeah.
They did a good job of balancing it out with something else. Störtebeker. How about the name on the bottom? Do you see that one?
No.
There's another word underneath that says Störtebeker, and it's hard to see. Brausfezialit. Can't pronounce that.
Well, let me see.
It keeps going on and on and on. It's like the longest word I've ever seen. This is a really good beer, though, and I'm not saying, like, I'm always stunned.
Oh, brewing specialists.
Is that what that says?
That's what that translates to.
Oh, I thought you said it spelled out.
No. That's the full name of the brewery.
That is super cool. This is a good season, and that's available now. Do you have it on tap, or is it just cans right now?
Right now we have it in cans. I think it might be coming up on draft. I'm not positive, but we definitely have a lot of six packs of it, and it is worth trying.
That, and I like to say, I just retold the story to someone. I said, my favorite, because you wear the, what's the style of shirt you wear? It's like a gas station shirt or whatever?
Dickie's work shirt.
Dickie, yeah, work shirt. First time I ever met you, I saw you in that. And then I remember just thinking, oh, he's cool. He's got a little, he's in a beer shop or whatever. And I didn't know. And I think I asked you, how many beers do you have? A couple hundred? And you're like 3,000. And I almost fell over. I was like, I have misjudged this man. So if you don't like what we're describing, there's something there for you.
What odds out? Come in and we'll help you find what you're looking for.
And word on the street is that pizza, people like it.
Yeah.
You got a thing, good thing going for you.
Pizza's all right.
Yeah. What time's a good time to order for football games?
We're ready. Whenever you want it. Hey, did you see the Miss Pennsylvania threw a shout out to us on national television?
I did not see that.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't even know she knew me.
No, I would say to Sabatini's.
Yeah. not again.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Where is a video up on your website?
Yeah.
Facebook. Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar. This is the Friday Beer Buzz. Bill, I'll hopefully be back next week. Nancy's, she'll be back hopefully next week as well. And thank you for coming in back from Belgium. Again, today's featured beer, Oktoberfest from Sierra Nevada and Studebaker. Easier to say. All right. The Friday Beer Buzz. We'll do this again next week.
All right.
All right. The Friday Beer Buzz. And Friday Beer Buzz powered again by Sabatini's Pizza, Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Bringing good beers and good people together. We'll be back next. I know we're awaiting a press conference from the FBI. That's coming up, scheduled for 9 o'clock?
It is scheduled for 9 o'clock, and hopefully we'll get the news that President Donald Trump has announced with a high degree of certainty. He says we got him, meaning the suspect, in the murder of Charlie Kirk. And look, I hope that's the case and we get the information coming up at the top of the hour. I have gone to other news sources to get confirmation, and almost all of them are just referring to what the president had to say. So we'll wait to hear more. The president had more to say also on Fox and Friends. He said, the quote I'm looking at here is, I'll tell you something that's going to get me in trouble, but I couldn't care less. The radicals on the right don't want to see crime. The radicals on the left are the problem. So we don't even have a suspect in custody or know anything about what might be behind this. And again, instead of bringing the temperature down, he seems hell-bent on ramping it up. Do you have that clip of his comments? I know that Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, if we can get past, you know, those were comments he made on the first night that Charlie Kirk, you know, had been killed. The president had made some comments about the radical left. And Governor Josh Shapiro, who's often been talked about possibly being a presidential candidate come 2028, he did have some comments on that. So I think we didn't play that today yet.
No, I don't think that. You want to just hear Shapiro, or you want to hear Trump's comments?
Well,
into Shapiro?
If you want to do the, I mean, the latest comment is, you know, the one I gave. You can play them both and we'll just hear.
Yeah, it's just a compilation. So it's Trump and then it goes into Governor Shapiro.
From the attack on my life in Butler, Pennsylvania last year, which killed a husband and father, to the attacks on ICE agents, to the vicious murder of a healthcare executive in the streets of New York, to the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and three others, radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives.
Here's the governor.
I think it is dangerous when the president cherry picks which political violence he's going to condemn and which he's going to allow to just simply pass. I think we need to be universal in condemning all political violence. The president missed the mark last night in his Oval Office address. He should be condemning all political violence.
Really that it's a shame that using this horrible, and condemnation has come from almost every corner. Yes, you are going to have people here and there saying really offensive, terrible stuff. And many of those people are being called out for it, or they're also losing their jobs. But bipartisan condemnation about what had happened. We can disagree. It should never get violent. But nowhere in there did the president mention any of the others, including just a few months ago, two Congress people who were Democrats from Minnesota targeted, both of them just shot by a guy with very right-wing ideology. The one, Melissa Hortman, and her husband killed.
Yeah.
The other managed to survive. Again, no comments. Paul Pelosi gets attacked in his home, and there's jokes. Senator Mike Lee with, you know, just inappropriate, unnecessary, ugly stuff. And it's let's all be responsible here and call it out where it is, no matter where it may be. And then comments today again, talking about it and blaming people on the left. And we don't even have more information as to what led to this horrific shooting. This is only amping things up instead of trying to bring people and calming them and talking about what makes us a great country that we are. We can disagree, we have freedom of speech, and we can be respectful.
Yeah, and look, I'm going to ask it this way just because I think other people should start asking this and answering it publicly so their friends can see it, which is, you know which side I make fun of when there's political violence? Neither. You shouldn't look and just, I've always said, like, you know, politics is like sports, but this is just like, it's like, even at the worst of sports, if a player gets injured for the other team, that's when the booing stops. We have to, this is absurd that we've gotten to this point where, and just to be so blind and, act like it's not happening. It's frustrating.
It's purposeful is what it is, too. You know, it's one thing to just say something and, I didn't mean to, but it is almost by design to amp it up. All right. We're going to, again, bring you that news conference. The president did say that there is a suspect in custody to a high degree of certainty, he thinks. So I'm hoping that is the case. That's supposed to come at 9 o'clock. We have Snedeker's weather. We're supposed to play that. Let's get that here. A longer range forecast with Joe Snedeker.
All right, folks. Good Friday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP TV. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you have a cold, it's the worst time. Like you have to get through the morning first and have everything drain. Well, that's where I'm at now. I'm still draining. Today, it's going to be an awesome sunny day. High temperatures hanging out near 78. This pattern we're in is just amazing, and there's really no signs of it breaking down. Going to stay sunny through the weekend. There might be a weird stray shower Saturday or Sunday, but I think much of the time dry, upper 70s to near 80. Even next week, we could go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all upper 70s to near 80. It's just great. Overnight lows in the 50s. And it wasn't too long ago, a few months ago, we were hoping for like one dry weekend, right? Without showers every other third or fourth day. So it's happening. It's dry. It's beautiful. I'm getting over my cold. Life is good. Make the most of this weekend. The rest, my friend, is up to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So the breaking news is the president has announced that there is a suspect in the murder of Charlie Kirk in custody and trying to get confirmation. And most of the confirmation is just coming from the president. There was supposed to be a news conference at 9 o'clock regarding this, but it has now been moved back to 9:30. So we will bring it to you live at 9:30 or whenever it gets underway. But stay tuned and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on. All right, we finished things out. We're very quickly here on September the 12th. We'll do the birthday game. Are you ready to play?
Oh, okay. If we're doing it, sure. Yeah, I won't say no to this.
All right. So some of the birthdays today. Tyler Perry, writer, director, actor. How old is he?
62. Bob Cardozo says 58.
No, 56. He was closer, just 2 years off.
Thanks, Bob. You're taking my thunder.
Bob wins. You know, he gets the ring. So Bernie Williams, former Yankees outfielder, also jazz guitarist.
Also a senator,
Bernie
right?
Bernie Williams.
Oh, that's a different Sanders. What? I'm kidding. That's
Williams. Williams.
Williams. He's probably Bernie. 61.
He's 57.
I said 55.
Jean Smart, actress, designing women.
Can we turn
and
his
a whole
mic
bunch
on?
Or
it gets more confusing without it.
Just yeah, whatever. Jean Smart.
Jean Smart. She's 74.
And it's so true to like have a disputed behind her age, isn't it? 74 is what it says, but if it's disputed,
really?
It's probably
I said
more
that with confidence, like I cheated,
way.
But I didn't.
Jacqueline Bisset, actress.
82.
She is 81, so very
Whoa.
Close.
Wow. Okay. You know.
Ben Savage, actor, Boy Meets World.
I think he might still be canceled.
Fred Savage.
Oh, no, that's it. Yeah, right. Fred. Oh. Fred's canceled.
Well, we'll move on.
No, Ben is, he's okay. He's still cool with everybody, I assume. Ben Savage is like, he's like 45.
He is 45, right on the nose. Right. And finally, let's do Peter Cetera, former singer of Chicago.
He's going to be 68.
He is 81.
Yeah. 81. I'm sorry.
All right. If
it was 60. Gotcha.
81.
Yeah.
If it's your birthday today on this September the 12th, happy birthday. If it's your anniversary, happy anniversary as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.